Right. Hello. So I'm Robin. This is Timo. And we have Halfshot joining us virtually. We're all from Element's VoIP team. And we're here to tell you all a bit about Matrix RTC and how to build real-time applications on top of Matrix using this. So you all probably know what Matrix is, but it's worth restating that today, Matrix's primary use case is instant messaging. But Matrix really has ambitions to cover all kinds of exotic communications use cases, starting with voice over IP, but then extending possibly to virtual reality, augmented reality, the Internet of Things. So let's take a moment to talk about what Matrix is good at today and what building blocks it provides. So today we have primitives that are good at enabling these near real-time use cases like instant messaging. And so some of the primary things that it gives us are when you're in a room, you have a room timeline, which represents the sequence of events that have happened there. And due to decentralization, this isn't just a strict order, but you actually get an acyclic graph. And so you have to think about what happens when the order of events isn't clear. But if you want to use this for really streaming data quickly in real time, well, you can get sub-second latencies, perhaps if you're exchanging data locally just on one home server, or in some cases over Federation. But often over Federation, you're going to start seeing latencies that go beyond the 1 second margin. And especially if you want to be like doing things like streaming voice and video, putting this into a room timeline event really doesn't make sense because the room timeline is for things that are meant to persist indefinitely. And the other important thing that Matrix gives us is room state, which is a summary of events that have happened in the room as basically a key value store. And so these are great for building instant messaging, but what's missing is if you want to do things like VoIP, like whiteboards, we're missing a way to actually communicate in real time with low latency, low jitter, and exchange data that might be more ephemeral in nature. And right, so let's take a brief moment to go over the ways that we've tried to do voice over IP in Matrix in the past. For the voice and video call use case. So ever since the start, there's been the idea that we could just use Matrix as a signaling layer for WebRTC and establish peer-to-peer WebRTC connections for doing these one-on-one calls. And what you do is you just take STP offers and you'd exchange them in the room timeline. And this is great because it automatically takes advantage of Matrix's encryption primitives, and so you pretty easily get an encrypted call working that way. But this just it's not a group call. And so when we thought about how are we going to make group calls work in Matrix, the first idea was maybe we can just use some off-the-shelf solution that already scales really well to hundreds of participants, such as FreeSwitch or Jitsi. And so Jitsi in particular was integrated as an iframe as a widget that would just be rendered within your Matrix client. And then we thought about, well, what if we want to make this a more native experience, actually integrate it in with Matrix and try to bring back some of leveraging Matrix's encryption. So that was why when we were working on the first iterations of Matrix RTC, we thought about maybe we can just take this simple one-on-one WebRTC setup and actually just generalize that to connect to more peers. And so you could have group calls where you're just routing your media to your peers in a full mesh configuration. Every peer connects to every other peer. And so this works. You get group calls and they're encrypted. You're communicating. You're just communicating your STP over two device messages that are in private channels, and they're encrypted with Ulm, but it doesn't scale, of course, because most internet connections that users are on, they're just not going to have the upload bandwidth to be able to send your local video 10, much less 100 times over to all the other participants. So what we really needed is something that was as ready to ship as an off-the-shelf solution like Jitsi, and that could scale as well as having a conference server that can sit in the data center and have a better internet connection, but also a solution that we can still tightly integrate with Matrix so that we can check this encryption box as well. So we were really looking for an SDK, and we kind of found exactly what we were needing in the form of LiveKit. So LiveKit is a company that's building open source solutions based on WebRTC for enabling all kinds of real-time applications. They develop an SFU, a selective forwarding unit, based on PyOn, which is an open source WebRTC framework written in Go. That was exactly what we were considering using when we thought briefly about writing our own SFU that would be more native to Matrix. So it's like, if we don't want to reinvent the wheel, we should just use LiveKit. And so LiveKit provides the concept of rooms and participants. And for Matrix RTC, we wanted to have the concept of sessions that you can establish and advertise in Matrix, and then just session members, the ability to join these things. And so we kind of just match up the IDs, and this is how we set about integrating the two. Right, and then think about, well, how are we going to advertise exactly in Matrix that you want to be joining a call in LiveKit? So how do you advertise that you're in a call? Well, here it makes sense to just use the room state, as opposed to, in the past, we've been using room timeline events for things like the one-on-one WebRTC calls. It makes more sense to use room state because then it's very easy for clients to look up. They always have a copy of the most recent values of room state. Right, and then for if you want to ring someone else's device, well, there's another Matrix primitive, which or just thing that Matrix provides that makes a lot of sense here, which is to use an event that contains mentions or contains intentional mentions. And this will push a notification. And then you have data such as just what session you're joining in the first place, some repeated information about the member that is joining in particular, and then the active LiveKit focus that she's going to be joining over. And then when she wants to send a notification out to perhaps ring other people's devices, this is what that looks like. She's just sending an MRTC notify event, which contains intentional mentions. So just by setting this room true, this is automatically going to be pushed as a push notification to everyone else in the room. And then finally, when you want to leave the call, that's another simple state event update. You just set your member object to an empty object. Right, so those were some of the fundamentals of Matrix RTC, with the exception of encryption, which kind of deserves its own talk. And so I'm not going to attempt to cover that here. There was a great presentation from Timo at the Matrix conference in 2024, if you want to go look up the details of that. But basically, we want Matrix RTC to be a fully featured call solution with all the bells and whistles that you might need for creating a consumer-grade video calling experience. And so now we're going to, let's see. Is the video output going to work?
Is it going to work?
Well, that's a good question.
This looks promising.
Must be good.
Perhaps. I think this is not seated properly.
Fine. That one does something.
You have only one.
Yes. Nice.
There
so we just do mirror? Or?
Oh, yes. Yes, we can do mirror. Okay.
Half shot.
Right. So now we have Half Shot joining us live. And he is going to demonstrate a little bit about what it looks like for these raise hand and reaction features that we've recently added to the product, or to Element Call, which is a video calling application implementing Matrix RTC, what those things look like. Right, I suppose we don't have the slides up.
So you can ask him Hopshot, can you share the slides? Tourist kind of putting him on the spot.
Okay, oh, next slide. Right, so we had this really great contribution from Milton of Nordec earlier in 2024 of adding the ability to raise your hand in Element Call. And the way this works is really cool. It's just using a reaction event in Matrix. So we're just reusing that same thing that Matrix gives us. And you relate it to your call membership event, and then we render it in the call interface. And next slide. Right, this is what that event actually looks like. We have the relation and the key, I suppose. It's just a hand, and it's just a standard reaction. Next slide. Right, then we also wanted to add emoji reactions to Element Call as well. Now these are a little different from normal reactions in Matrix, because you might want to send the same emoji over and over again, whereas reactions you can kind of just add and remove them from an event. You can't send the same reaction twice. So we ended up creating a custom event type for this, which we will hopefully go back and spec sometime in the future. That's what they look like when they're rendered. And they have sound, which is just not playing. But yeah, next slide. And this is, just showing that they are completely normal. These aren't the standard reaction events, but it's using completely normal relation semantics. So just referencing your membership event, and then you send the emoji. OK. Thank you, Halfshot. I think we're going to speed things along.
See how quick the switch now is. I think it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it doing something?
There we go.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I can just move it over real quick then.
Right. It's this that needs to be moved over.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
There we go. And here. Perfect. Right, so as I was saying, Matrix RTC has ambitions to be for far more than just voice over IP. That's like why we refer to these as sessions rather than calls. But I wanted to highlight a couple of the ways in which Matrix RTC aims to be extensible. So we have this application field when you're joining a session that you can specify exactly what kind of data you expect to be communicating over the RTC session in the first place. So you might use this to, you could chuck in any namespaced identifier and use this to build a whiteboard experience, a word processor, what have you. And you also might want to consider we might want to integrate a third-party callback engine in the future. And so a way you might do this is just changing up the type of the active focus. And this is how you might integrate or just signal that you're using a Jitsi focus rather than a LiveKit focus. Right.
I take over now and then. Starting with saying that this is something we, like if you followed along the Matrix RTC project, we've advertised since a long time. Like this extending with different kind of applications, they're all RTC, with the same architecture. And now we are finally at a state where we are confident in our current SDKs, and we can show a demo on how this is actually done. So what will come next is a demo where we built a Matrix RTC application with the current SDKs, which does all the specified things, send a state event into the room, connect to the LiveKit SFU, but it does something other than calling. So I'm again in this like slightly odd situation where my screen is extended. So I do my best, but the mouse might be like a little less coordinated than what it would be if it's on the same screen. So what I've prepped here is, is a project that is basically just a Matrix widget. This is cool because then I don't need to care about encryption and like authentication. So I'm in one room, like this M room, with two accounts. It's actually the same